the Sheridan Chargers take on the Centerville Reds in Class 3A basketball. This is all for the district championship tonight. Sheridan coming off an absolutely thrilling victory over Oskaloosa Monday night, where Derek Lang hit a three-point shot at the buzzer to give Sheridan a 47-46 win. We'll see if Sheridan can keep that momentum riding tonight against Centerville, who comes in at 19-2 on the season, ranked number 5 in the final preseason, or final regular season, I should say, poll in 3A. So Centerville obviously loaded this year. Two seniors, three juniors in the starting lineup, 19-2. Sheridan has lost to them twice this season, once on January 4th, 64-47, and then just earlier this month on February 1st, 66-54. Sheridan both times has played right with Centerville most of the game. The scores can be a little deceiving. The last game, they were tied at the end of the third period. So Sheridan needs to play good basketball to be able to beat the Reds tonight. And Sheridan, 16-6 overall, having a real solid season. I'm bringing Mark here. Mark, we had a thrilling game Monday night. Let's go for something as good as that tonight and another Charger victory.
It would be okay with me if we didn't wait until 0.8 seconds left to take the lead. That was the first lead of the game.
Yeah, just amazing, isn't it?
It was an amazing game.
Yeah, just amazing. You can play a whole game, not be ahead until the buzzer goes off, but that's only time it counts, right?
Right.
Keys of the game tonight, talking to Coach Dooley earlier, and I said, what's the three main keys to the game, Coach? And we've played Centerville a couple times now. They're in our conference. We know these two teams know each other pretty well by now. Centerville does that 2-2-1 press, is what Coach Dooley calls it. It's kind of a half-court trap. They're able to do that and be really aggressive with them because they have the 6'8 center in Logan Dabney waiting back. It's almost like the old Iowa Hawkeye days with A.C. Earl waiting behind that press to block shots for you. So team number one is breaking that press without turning the ball over. Team number two, he just wants the Chargers to come out and really work hard on defense and make Centerville earn their shots. Centerville is averaging 71 points a game this year, Mark, which is phenomenal in a 32-minute game. And so he says, we just got to find a way to make them earn their points tonight. And then lastly, Sheridan just needs to knock down some shots, especially some three-point shots in the game. So what are your thoughts tonight, Mark, as we go into the matchup here about 5 minutes from tip-off?
Well, the funny thing is that other teams are usually trying to slow down the game against us. And it might very well be the case. It'll be interesting to see if we try to just stay with the up-tempo game and run with them, or whether we try to slow the game down and kind of bring it to a screeching halt a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, you mentioned Logan Dabney, and there's a real key in my mind. He's got 88 blocks on the season and 232 rebounds. And that, I mean, that's, you know, by contrast, T.J. Hawkinson, who is really incredible ball player as well, you know, has 206 rebounds, and so, you know, when we're talking about, you know, 30 additional rebounds or 26 additional rebounds, that's a lot of rebounds. But the 28 blocks,
yeah,
are a killer. So that's big. The other thing that's big is that we really depend on T.J. Hawkinson. He's averaging 15 points a game, and that's really hard to get those points down low,
yeah,
against Stephanie. So what we've got to have is somebody pick up the slack, and honestly, I think that might fall on Willie Alderman,
yeah,
to pick up 6-8 points so that they pull off, so they can pull off and not be double-teaming TJ and maybe open some things up there. I think that's big.
Yeah, absolutely, Mark. TJ, just a freshman, Dabney a senior. He's got a lot of experience on TJ, and he's also got 4 inches, 5 inches on him. So I think you're absolutely right. Getting Alex Wright hot from outside tonight. And then, Willie, like you mentioned, in a few jump shots, we're going to need somebody else to pick up the scoring slack tonight. As you got to figure, Dabney is going to do his best to limit TJ a little and really bang him down low and make him work for everything. Leading scorers for Centerville tonight, Mark, one thing I want to mention, Centerville's got three guys that are shooting over. The lowest guy is 57.5% from the field. They got three guys over 57% field goal-wise for the season. I mean, it's a pick your poison with this team. They're not like most 3A teams where they might have one or two, you know, really good players they just rely on. They're able to go. They're not a deep team. They only play about six guys. But they happen to just have the fortune of having one above-average player at each position this year. And, of course, it all centers around Dabney at 6'8". They've got Gonerman, he's the leading scorer. Colton Donovan at 15 a game. Michael Sarcevic right there at 14.2 and Dabney at 14.
That imbalance score.
Yeah, and then Peyton Bush and Garrett Ferris round out their top five.
10 and 8, too. What a 10-point game.
Not squashes at all. When you average 71 points a game, you're going to get some guys scoring up there. But their field goal percentage is what really stood out to me, and that's what the coach is talking about. We got to make them earn things because that 57% is not going to go very far tonight.
Well, Colton Gutterman is really a good ball handler, and he makes things happen. He's a junior, and he really can he can cause a lot of things to happen. And he has been for the last, I've been watching him play. I've been watching this class play for 5-6 years now. Heck, back in third grade with Athlon. And he's been there all the time. Along the same line, Peyton Bush, who is a senior and I think we said 10 points a game or 8 points a game, but he's got 145 assists, which is pretty darn good. Let me look here.
Well-rounded team. That said, however, Sheridan has hung right with them the two matches before. They're going to have to play the best possible to win tonight for sure. We're just all set for tip-off. You want to go ahead and give us a starting lineup? Let's go quick, Mark, and then we'll take a quick break and be back for all the action.
For the Big Reds of Centerville, Colton Gutterman, number 11, Peyton Bush, number 15, Michael Strukovich, number 20, Logan Dabney, number 21, and Garrett Ferris, number 25. For the Sheraton Chargers, you have leading the way is freshman T.J. Hawkinson, 9.4 rebounds a game and 15 points a game. Joining him as another freshman, number 4, Derek Wang, 14 points, and some really key points like in that last game when he hit a junior. Willie Felderman, averaging 4 points a game, 5 rebounds, a real defensive specialist. Alex Wright, a senior, 5 rebounds a game, 10 points a game. And when the game is on the line, I don't have any problem with the idea of going to Alex Wright on 3-pointer. And then finally, Bryce Cunningham, 136 assists, senior, 8 points a game. And, I mean, he is the leader of this team. Yeah, we've got some great freshmen. We've got a lot of guys that can play really well. But when you want to talk about leadership, this guy is a good leader on the floor and off the floor, and everybody looks to him.
Definitely, Mark. Thanks a lot for the starting lineup there. Hey, we're going to take a moment away from tip-off here. We're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. We've got a packed house tonight. A lot of excitement. Looking forward to a good basketball game. This is Jake Schroeder alongside Mark Sutterman. We'll be back in just a few minutes. You're listening to Charger Basketball on KIIT Thunder Country.
Starlight, star bright. First star I see tonight.
I wish I may, I wish I might.
Have the wish I wish tonight.
Dreams are a part of every little girl's life, and the dreams only become more grand in scale as little girls grow up into adults. That's why the professionals at Lucas County Health Center and Medical Clinics are here to help make your dream of motherhood become a reality. From pre-pregnancy planning to your first prenatal visit through labor and delivery in our newly renovated OB suites, we're here for you, cheering you on and providing the care and support you need to help you make the most of your dream of motherhood.
The masters of build and fix it use Milwaukee Tools. Since 1924, Milwaukee Tools has had one mission, and that is to produce the best heavy-duty electric power tools and accessories available to the professional user. Get your Milwaukee power tools at Mack Hardware on the Highway 34 bypass in Sheraton. Milwaukee Tools, heavy-duty, portable electric power tools and accessories for the professionals who build it and fix it worldwide.
This is Mike Gray with Albion Motor Company. I would like to take a moment to invite you to Albion Motor to take a look at Ford's new vehicle model lineup. From the 40-mile-per-gallon Ford Focus to America's most capable pickup, the Ford Super Duty, I am positive we have a vehicle to fit your needs. Ford Motor Company has taken the time to listen to you, the people of America, to help make our products top class and a great driving experience. Please stop by today and experience a new Ford vehicle. That's Albion Motor Company, right here in Albion, Iowa, quietly doing business since 1950.
Hanson's Iowa Realty in Sheraton has land auctions online at iowarealtysheraton.com. Hanson's handles commercial property and residential real estate. All listings are also available on your mobile device with no apps to download and no fees at iowarealtysheraton.com. Interest rates are at a historic low. Hanson still has buyers with 100% financing. Now is the time to buy with Hanson's Iowa Realty in Sheraton.
Jake Schroeder and Mark Spilderman back in Knoxville, ready for a tip-off here between the Sheridan Chargers and the Centerville Reds. Sheridan with their road uniforms tonight, red colors and white trim, white lettering. Centerville in white uniforms tonight, red lettering. These two teams, pretty good rivalry. These two teams, Mark, seen each other a couple times this year in the same conference. And we'll see. Yeah, I think the start of this game is going to be key to the Chargers tonight. The first 5 minutes of the game or so to come out and show these guys that we're ready to stick right with them and punch back when they punch. I think these first 5 minutes will tell a lot about where the game's going to go. Really felt it in.
They're going to be giving up about 6 inches on the tip.
Really good tip against Dabney for Centerville. Logan Dabney.
Centerville's route came right through Knoxville here. They won 78-50. A little easier game than what Sheraton did with the 1-point win over Oskaloosa.
Definitely.
How about Valley tonight? Grinnell is facing Pella. And the winners will play in the substrate.
And here we go. Oh, Philadelphia Pella's the tip. With the basket ball, it was number 15, Peyton Bush. He sets it up for Starks to this. He tries to get it down to Dabney, and he does. They're going right to him. Gets temporarily knocked away by Riot. Back to Starks to this. Did something good. Alex Wright took the ball away. Actually, a good defensive play, but that ended up in the hands of Starcevich, who got the bucket. And here's Sheridan breaking the press. It's Hawkinson. He gets to the oh, he had an easy layup, and he missed it. A little too much adrenaline for Hawkinson early, and back door the way we go. Good luck early on for the Chargers there. And now Gonerman with it. He turns, spins off the glass. Yes. That's a nice move by Gonerman. Takes right, turns left, puts it up off the glass. Puts it up off the glass, and now Sheridan basketball. Billy Felderman gets it, puts it up over Dabney, just off the front of the rim, no good, and back the other way we go. Peyton Bush over to Starcevich, he's going to take a three, no good. Felderman with a long rebound, and Felderman gets it to Cunningham, who's going to bring it up court. He's picked up by Gonerman and Bush. They try to trap him, now he gets over to Wright. Like I said, Mark, early on here, Sheridan needs to answer. If here's Lang, tries to the baseline, nothing happening, to get it to Dabney. I'm sorry. Well, he let him in against Dabney, and he goes right up against the big man, Mark, and he puts it in.
42 now.
Looks like Dabney didn't try to block that. He was just standing straight up, but you think he would give it an effort at least to block it, but 2 points for the Chargers. 4-2 early going. Dabney with the basketball back up to Bush. Gonerman now picked up by Lang. Gonerman, not a great three-point shooter up your Sheridan. I think you want to back off of him and keep him out of the lane. When he gets in the lane, that's where he does his damage.
Flex offense by Centerville.
Gonerman with it over to Starcevich. Starcevich, great three-point shooter, nearly 40% on the season. Bush with the basketball. Now he gets into the lane. Pump fake.
He's in the lane.
Nothing happening. Now here it is. A turnover by Centerville. At number 25, Jared Spence, the junior, tried to drive right. He just lost the basketball, Mark.
He goes at full-court press. Looks like a 2-2-1, as you were saying, about three-quarter court press as Cunningham and Wright will try to break it by passing it back and forth.
Good news is that Sheridan's seen this a couple times this year. They know what to expect, and they've actually handled it pretty well, Mark. If you're the nine, Hawkinson, the landing, and it's good. Right through the press last time, but hey, if we get that against the press on that, we'll be fine.
I'm liking that.
That's a good job. They got it.
That ties it up with 5:35 left to play in the first quarter, 4-4.
There's Dabney. He tries to go against Hawkinson. Hawkinson holds the ground nicely. Now they get it back out to Ferris. He gets into the lane.
We're going to get
a hand check on Alex Wright. Probably a good call.
He had both hands as he drove across into the lane. He put both hands on his back. And you can put one hand on it. They're not going to say anything. Put both hands on it. It's going to be a foul.
Definitely, Mark. Good analysis there. Here's an inbound play. Gonerman gets it up with the left hand and in.
Gonerman
pushing it right through the lane. Left too easy. Don't want to get Gonerman going. Here's Lang gets it in the middle of the press. Now he gets it over to Cunningham. And he turned the ball over. He went to cut, and he just lost it. And then up the side of it to Panther Center. Well, now the other way to go with Ferris. Gets two guys up in the air, puts it up, and it's good. Very nice save by Ferris. That makes the score 8-4 now with 5 minutes left to play here in the first quarter. And Sheridan's given up too many laps so far, Mark. They need to make Centerville work from the outside. Here's Hawkinson. Goes right into Dabney. Dabney did a good job holding his ground. And Hawkinson's got to get back now, and he does it, and Dabney gets it. And he only misses the layup. Well, fortunately, he charges it there as Hawkinson was jogging back a little bit, and Dabney outran him and should have had the layup.
The bunny.
Yep.
Couple buddies have missed tonight.
Sheridan with the basketball now. Foul him in. Nice move. Oh, and now we're going to get a foul on the rebound. I apologize if it sounds like I am yelling at everybody and listening tonight, but when the crowd is just Jim echoes really bad when the crowd gets going. It's hard to hear yourself.
That was a great move by Willie Palmer. Just couldn't put it that far in.
We can do it. That's what we need from Willie tonight. We need to put some points in, and we'll take that all night. We'll take those kind of looks all night long. Just didn't get to go. So here's Carson just driving the other way, and he's getting right around his hand, and he puts it up and in. You're seeing it here, Mark. You got to be careful. You don't let Centerville break open to a big lead. And they're up 4 right now, and it's just a layup fest right now. Good, and just letting Centerville get by him. If here's Lang, he takes a 15-foot jump. Wait, he had a rebound around by Felderman. He dishes it to Hawkinson, and he puts it up and in. Wait, really, Felderman paid the play here this first quarter.
I'm liking it.
I'm not sure what his dad's in at the front clock tonight, but it worked.
I haven't seen him all day.
And then Donovan puts up a floater and balls it. And Sheridan out the basketball over. Now the other way we go. 10-6, Centerville. Lang is just 3-point attempt. And he airballs it, and it goes out of bounds. But we do need Derek Lang. We need him to hit the resulting jumpers tonight, Mark.
Yes. 3:33 left to play in the first. It's 10-6. And you're absolutely right. We've got to pull them out on the defense and with some outside shooting.
Yeah, definitely. And so far, you know, a little bit of adrenaline. I think we've got 3 or 4 shots that have just been way long, and I think the guys just need to settle down. And here's Centerville with the basketball. Markovich with the 3, no good. Cunningham up 2, Lang. He gets the thrown away. Boy, Bryce has to make a little decision. Markovich with the steal. Now he's going to kick it out. Bush with the 3-pointer, no good. So far, Centerville not hitting their outside shots, Mark. We're just giving up too many easy layups. Here's Cunningham now. Might have got away with the travel. He gets the strip. Now he picks it up. Right over to Lang. Boy, just a lot of jitters right now as everybody's having trouble catching the basketball. Everything's getting dropped. Willie Felderman goes up against Dabney on this long. Rebound starts to get it. Here he gets good looks, Mark. They're just not converting. Sesemich now goes all the way. He runs over Felderman. No call. Rebound Lang.
Fully looking for the charge on that one.
Yeah.
We got to look for Bryce to really take over here. And like I said in the pregame, he is such a leader. And we really got to get him to take over this game.
And one thing Centerville does after that press is they usually like to drop back in the zone. They like to try to trap up top. It's here Lang. He gets in the middle, puts it up. Beautiful move by Derek Lang. Puts it up and in. It's a little 8-foot bunny. 10-8, Centerville basketball.
That's in the lead. 4 points for Lang.
They split the defense in the zone, Mark, went right down the lane, which is going to be that. Good things are going to happen.
That's the thing about the zone. If you can split it, you can really get things going.
Centerville left to play in the first. They blitz off the Ferris for 3, no good. Well, Centerville is full from 3 right now. You know, I think it's scared, and you got to like the fact that they're hoisting up fast threes, Mark.
So that's how they were scoring 71 points a game.
Fast.
Get to right. Oh, I always wanted to look at that, but 2-3 zone, as you said.
Good decision by Sheridan not to take too many quick shots. Wait for a good shot. If Solomon gets in the middle of the zone, he's going to howl. That's making it out, and he comes up with a bucket.
4 points by Harry Felderman. He'll call the line. That ties it at 10 with a buck and a half to play in the first quarter.
He thought at it. The late whistle, really was at the free throw line. He had an open shot, and I think that's who it was. Came behind him and slapped him across the arm when he was shooting, and the ball actually banked in, and it was a late whistle. It was definitely a foul, and they did call it, though. So Willie's got a chance for 1-1. Hopefully we can knock down these free throws tonight.
It would just be a 1 because he made the basket.
Yep, you're absolutely right.
And from the sturdy stripe, he puts it up.
Nope. It out. Centerville basketball. Now I want to give a shout-out real quick, Mark, to Jordan Bossman and all the employees at the shed and Vision 2 movie theater that worked them so they couldn't come tonight, but they're listening to us on the air. So thanks for listening, guys. Hopefully we'll give you a good one. See you by Sheridan now. Good turnover by the Chargers. Get the basketball. And Tristan Mason in the game now for Rice. Got it. Over to Felderman. Felderman, he takes a baseline jumper. Yeah, that was it. Boy, Felderman, big time. You must have heard us talking up here before the game. He's come out aggressive, Mark.
That's 6 points for Willie out of the 12. And George takes the first lead, their first lead of the game. 28 seconds.
Here's Hebold in the game now for Centerville. He gets sides around. Scoops it, no good. Rebound got him in, okay. Fight for the basketball. Instead of jump ball, and shared in possession. Sheridan fighting. I'm real happy with the way we're rebounding right now. But other than that time there, we gave up one offensive board. But so far, we've been, you know, taking care of the defensive boys. There is Kyle Williams in the game now for Hawkinson. Good move by Coach Cooley. He likes to bring Hawkinson out at the end of the quarter to give him that extra minute or two of break. Most likely, we'll be back in to start the second. So Kyle Williams and Christian Bankston in along with Lang, Cunningham, and Shutterman. As Lang picks up his dribble, now gets it over to Cunningham around half court. Cunningham with third option. Cunningham lobs it over to Lang on the right wing. 25 seconds left. Shutterman at the free throw line with it back to Lang. Shutterman takes the time here for the last shot they want. Carl Williams gets his man in the air. No good. Banks puts it. Now kicks it back up to Lang on the rebound. Great job. Right. Cunningham takes an NBA 3-pointer. Oh! No! Yes, Cunningham. 15-10, we got 7 seconds left in the quarter. The crowd, I get the crowd up, and I can't see over them as here is Sarcevic, 3 no good. And that's going to be the end of the first quarter. Rebound to Bankston. Great first quarter basketball here, and hit knocked by the Sheridan Chargers. It is 15-10, and we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Chargers Basketball on KIIC Thunder Country.
Johnson Machine Works in Sheraton is a proud sponsor of Charger and Chargerette Athletics. Johnson Machine Works is a company proud of its culture, traditions, and spirit of rural America. Johnson Machine Works competes on the world stage for fabricated steel products with a 180,000 square foot facility and decades of experience. Johnson Machine Works is proud to bring you this live broadcast.
Your first day of school.
Bye, Mom.
That one sleepover complete with shaving cream and ice water. Your first date that ended with your first kiss. That Backstreet Boys concert where you swear Nick was singing to you personally. The day the test came back positive.
I'm pregnant.
Memories like these will last a lifetime, and the professionals at Lucas County Health Center and Medical Clinics are here to help make this special time in your life become a memory you'll always cherish. We'll be here for you so you can focus on making new memories that will last a lifetime.
Along with Jake Schroeder at Knoxville as we start out the second quarter. Sheraton ahead 15-10. We're underway. Take it, Jake.
Centerville basketball starts the second quarter. Sheraton needs to stay aggressive here like the first quarter, play good defense. It's here's Bush. He drives in the lane, scoops it up. Nice move. Boy, beautiful hang time off the under with his strong hand, the left hand, and he puts it in. Nice move.
That's his first point of the game.
Sheraton beats the press. Now Bankston picks up a Gunnerman, and Gunnerman's going to get called for a beat in. Which referees are calling it pretty tight so far. You're going to reach in and you're going to hand check, guys. You're going to get called.
We start off the second quarter with Christian Banks is still in the game. Bryce Cunningham at the point and Alex Wright on the wing. And down into the double post, Willie Felderman and TJ Hawkinson. Derek Lang is on the bench.
Hawkinson gets it down against Dabney on the right block. No call. Boy, Dabney had his arms over Hawkinson. Should have been a foul. He was not screwed up. Now they get the rebound. Luckily, the Hawkinson gets it back. Puts it up, no good against Kennedy. All kinds of contact, both times, and no call. Wow.
7 minutes to play here in the first half, 15-12. Sheraton still with the lead.
Sarcevic tries to grab baseline. Good job by Willie Felderman, blocking him off, cutting him off, I should say. Sarcevic now gets him back. He's going to set up a play, top of the key. Felderman has him. Now over to Bush, picked up by Cunningham. Bush is going to drive right, has an opening, puts it up good. But Bush is got a quick first step, Mark, and Sheridan's got to really focus on cutting him off when he starts that drive. Sheridan, that's right.
I just said you're right.
You agree? All right. I like when you agree with me.
That's great color work there.
Two-time fans got to support each other. Because here's Sheridan now working the basketball. Right, Dixie. He's going to take a three-pointer, and it is good.
Bravo!
rattled at home. Boy, that was a high icing shot by Ryan, and rattled at home. Shannon needed that answer, and they got it. 18-14, 6-15 left, second quarter. That's Alex's first shot of the game. So far, Mark, we've hit two out of three three-pointers on the base, so that's a good sign. The Shade has got to knock down open jumpers tonight. 18-14, 6 minutes left to play here in the first half. Bush sets up the play here for Centerville. Sheridan in a man-to-man, Cunningham against Bush. Now they drop it down to Dabney at the level. Dabney's looking for Sysovich on the block. He gets it. Sysovich is going to put it up. Rams in and out. Good defense by Willie Feldman to not create contact and to stand straight up. So far, I like the way we're playing tough down low, Mark.
Me too. That's Willie's fourth rebound of the game, too.
Well, Willie is, better left. He's already got more shots in the shot book than last game, I think. He's come ready to play tonight. Hawkinson, he gets down the left block. Again, a lot of contact and no good. And Hawkinson's got to stay focused here. He lets Dabney beat that court. And now we are going to get a foul. And one. Hawkinson is getting a little frustrated with the no calls on the other end. And he's wanting to kind of complain to the coach. And then Dabney, his man, is beating him down court. He's got to hustle back.
Gary Glenn checks in. He's been waiting quite a while for. But let me tell you what happened here. Ferris got the had a nice pass from Dabney, put it up, and Willie just hammered him in the hopes of it not going in, and it went up high off the glass and went in. That made it 16-18. Then he made the free throw just now, 17-18, 1-point lead for Sheraton.
So Sheraton gets it into their half court set. Absolutely right. Ferris is a strong kid, Mike.
He's got a foul there.
Yeah, there's a lot of contact. And I think Coach Gouley, if he doesn't get a foul on Dabney for a season, might say something because there has been an awful lot of contact down low. Dabney, he's really not trying to block the shot. He's trying to stand straight up. But when he's standing straight up, Mark, he's over the guy. And you have to have your arms straight up. You can't have him over him.
He's leaning in.
You cannot have him over him like an umbrella. Sheridan here, now still working it out. Rice going to hoist up a D3. Probably not a good choice there. You can get that shot anytime. And Centerville releases the other way.
Good job of getting back on defense by T.J. Hopkins.
Let's take the three-pointer and get out of town. Well, I tell you what, Peyton Bush, Centerville, he's got a real sweet stroke, Mark, and he knocks down a three-pointer and gets Centerville the lead back at 20-18. Sheridan's got to pick up the intensity again here at the end of the first quarter with. This is Lang over to Rice. Picked up by Sysovich. Now he's trapped in the corner. Over to Lang. Lang thought about three. Nope. Gets it back to right now. Now he's cross-court to Gutterman. Sheridan a little discombobulated here. Now Bankston gets it. He takes a three and airballs it. And Sysovich gets the rebound. Now he throws it away to Lang. Lang, he's going to get foul called against Sysovich. That's a good call. I couldn't see the referee there for a second. Lang drove to the starts and just ran him over. The starts looked like a move in, and Lang's going to go one of the two.
Lady was going to get his charge.
I thought he might too, but I think starts just was moving a little.
That's only three fouls. Each team only with three fouls here with 4 minutes left to play in the first half.
Lang at the line for two. He puts the first one up. Okay. But Derek's been a little long on the shots last game and this game, Mark. He hit the game winning shot last game. That's what Streeland said in the post-game interview. He said Derek's a little off tonight, you know, with the shots. And I think it might be, like I said, a little adrenaline because everything seems to be long. He could get set for the second. Puts it up, and Nick long, too. Felderman fights Dabney. Go ahead, but Dabney comes down with a play. Yeah, Derek's just a little long right now. He's settled down.
It's hard to remember at this point in the season that both Hopkinson and Lang are freshmen.
Yeah, definitely. Let's see, that's right. He falls for a pump fake by Ferris, and he falls around him. He puts up a nice little baseline jump shot. He pump faked the shot, got Alex in the air, drove around him, and pulled up for the jump shot. Centerville's got five guys on the court that can all do something with the basketball. It's hard to defend them.
Ferris with 9 points already.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny. We've shut down Dabney and Gonerman for the most part, Mark, but Ferris and Bush have picked it up. So that's good. It's hard to pick the players in the center, but they've got five guys that can put the ball in the hole. Not very many 3-8 teams have that. Cunningham, three-pointer after the Chargers. It rolls in and out. And now we go back the other way. Gonerman with the basketball. He's trying to drive. Oh, it's a pocket tape, but he goes right to Sysovich. Now down to Dabney. Dabney gets back to Sysovich. Left lead. Wing. Back to Bush. Bush is going to start up. Bush is just, he's a thin, not real tall point guard, about 6 foot, but he's just always under control. He has Dabney, he's going to get called for foul. trying to pay attention. He's always under control. What he does is set up his teammates, but when he needs to score, he can put the ball in the hole also. Sheridan has the basketball, 22-18 Centerville, 2:42 left in the half.
Ferris averaging only 8 points a game, 11 points now.
Yeah,
11 out of 22.
Sheridan basketball, they get over the half court. Cunningham with it. Gets it over to Felderman. Over to Lang, what left wing. Back to Cunningham, back to the top of the circle. Cunningham reverses it to right. They're not letting him get it down to Hawkinson. They've got two guys on him on that right block, which is a good idea. They're under scouting. That's his favorite spot. We're going all the way across court to Cunningham. And we're going to get a call away from the ball on Centerville. It looks like Sarcevich. Sarcevich picked up a foul. It sounded like the referee called a hold, Mark. That's good to see the referees not just following the basketball. They're calling things away from it, too.
They're not putting up the number of fouls for the individual area, but that's at least two on Sarcevich.
Yeah, he comes out of the game, so you got to imagine that issue on him. It's a perfect night. Here's Mike, it's the inbound pass. 3-point attempt. Oh, good. Hawkinson skies for the rebound. He puts it up. Oh, good. And he gets fouled. So that time they do get a foul. Let's see if it's on Dabney, and it is on Dabney. So that time they are going to get him, and I think that's a good job by the referee finally taking that call up on Dabney. If he's been reaching over Hawkinson all game.
Carl Williams waiting to check in as the first shot is up and no good off the back of the rim.
Sheridan's got to put these free throws in. That's three in a row they've missed now. Sutherman comes out, Williams in. Hawkinson was starting to step away after he shot that, Mark, and one of the keys to shoot free throws is not falling away and falling forward. As he puts the second one up, and it's long. Lane gets the rebound, though, and he's going to kick it back out. We're going to set up another play. Right, he's going to take a three-pointer. Why not? No good. Rebound, Carl Williams. That's it. Great inside rebound by Carl Williams this end of the game. 22-20 now. Centerville with the lead. We got the twin towers in there now. Hawkinson and Williams. I like that. To mix it up for sure. And having our two big guys in there at once. Bradley gets it down to Bush. He puts it up, and it's good. What a nice pass. That is a real good passer for a big man, Mark, if you notice. When he gets it, he's always looking and hitting cutters. You got to stop those cutters. If his right has the first one, should have thrown it through the lane there, and he gets picked off. And now a near throw by Sheridan, and it goes back to Dabney, and he gets it. He puts it up and in. But just like that, it's back to a 6-point game for Centerville, and it was Centerville on the lead 26-20, 1:15 left in the half. Lang with it over to Cunningham. Over to Lang now. Sheridan's got to be just a little more active, maybe. Centerville's got three guys out near the top. We got to be active trying to split that in the center there, Mark. Here's Lang, look at you. Lang gets the double out three, gets the double down to Hawkinson now. Back up to Lang, good ball move over to Cunningham for three. In and out, rebound by Lang. Right, he sets it in. Right, rather, I'm sorry. Yeah, good job by Wright. We're rebounding the ball well on that weak side the last two possessions, and we're cleaning up the boards and putting it up and in. Good job by Alex Wright there. 34 seconds left in the half. Bush with Cunningham all over it. He kicks it over to Ferris. Back to Gounderman. Gounderman's been quiet this half. He tries to get in the lane. Gets a. He drives over Hawkinson. Has to get a charge call. Good job by TJ Hawkinson. Jumping in, cutting off the guy, holding his down, and getting ran over. That's going to be two on Gounderman, I believe. Yeah, both him and Charles to get that too. And I think, they're going to pull Gounderman out of the game here too, so he doesn't. Garnerman's not a happy camper. That's a good call.
Only 23 seconds left to play here in the first half. Church is down by four, 26-22. Bryce Cunningham brings the ball down the floor. Now 17 seconds. Over to right. Now across the midside to Lane. And they're going to give Lane travel. I didn't see it.
I did not see that at all. Wow.
It doesn't mean that it didn't happen.
Coach Dooley is questioning that, too. I did not see anything, Mark. But Centerville now with the basketball. They got 6 seconds to go. Bush is going to hoist up a three-pointer, and it's long, and he goes out of bounds. It's an air ball. 1.4 seconds left here in basketball. Yeah, that would have been big for us to be able to hit a shot there before the half. You got to imagine if we're able now, it's going to be a half-court heave. It's right with it, and he gets it to Cunningham, and he puts up the three on his hand, and so that's the half. Good half of basketball. Sheridan hanging right with the number five-ranked Centerville Red, 26-22. and fast on their feet. Forget half a basketball, excited half a basketball. Let's take a break here for a few minutes. We'll reset things in just a moment. Maybe Mark can grab some stats for us. And we'll be back in just a few moments. You're listening to Charger Basketball on KIIC Thunder Country.
Hi, this is Becky Tino with Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative. Do you know a graduating senior? If so, be sure to let them know that Sheraton Valley Electric is now accepting scholarship applications. To qualify, students must enroll in a full-time undergraduate or graduate course of study in an accredited 2 or 4 year college, university, or vocational or technical school. All applicants, parents, or guardians are required to be members of Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative in order to be eligible. Recipients will be chosen on a combination of academic achievements, demonstrated leadership abilities, goals and aspirations, as well as a written essay. For more information or to receive an application, contact Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative at 641-932-7126, visit our website at www.cvrec.com, or visit with your high school guidance counselor. Applications must be postmarked or received in the cooperative office by March 30, 2013.
This is Ann Kearns, mother of
Jill Kearns, owner of Piper's Old Fashioned Grocery and Candy Store on the northeast corner of the Sheraton Square since 1905.
They tell me we haven't talked about our deli sandwiches enough, that some people don't realize we will make a deli sandwich to their order.
Oh my, we have to take care of that. We have 12 deli meats and 14 cheeses to choose from.
And of course, all kinds of condiments to add that special taste they want. All for $3.25 each.
Many people call ahead at 774-2131 or 1-800-479-1343 so that we have it ready when they get here. Some like to see our row of standing orders taped across the counter. They just call and we know exactly what they want.
However you do it, they are great. Try one. You'll enjoy it. Piper's on the northeast corner of the Sheraton Square.
If you have new drivers in your family, you want to know this name. If you live in wide open spaces and you drive on the highway at night, you'll want to know this name. If you need your glasses fixed and you're out of time to get new ones, you'll want to know this name. It's Smith Body Shop in Sheraton. Or if you love the looks of a perfectly painted and shined automobile, see Smith's Body Shop in Sheraton.
Do you or your loved ones suffer from sleep apnea? If so, you can sleep well tonight with CPAP equipment and sleep apnea supplies from Hammer Medical Supply. Our experienced staff understands just how important a good night's sleep is to your health and well-being. Hammer stocks the latest in CPAP, AutoPAP, and BiPAP technologies, and we offer a full line of sleep apnea masks from the top manufacturers. Stop in today to our Sheraton store at 914 Court Avenue or give us a call at 641-774-4600.
Mick Furniture in Albia is your hometown family-owned furniture store that is your local authorized Whirlpool dealer. Replace your washer or dryer, check out the full line of Whirlpool washers and dryers at Mick Furniture. If you're looking for a traditional top-load machine, Whirlpool now has the H2 low-wash system that automatically senses the size of each load and uses less water to deliver better cleaning performance and gentleness. The H2 low Whirlpool washer with the EcoBoost option uses up 74% less water and 77% less energy. Now that is a cost savings you can take to the bank.
Are your bills piling up? Tired of paying high-interest credit cards? If you have high-interest debt and don't have equity in your home to consolidate it, Community First Credit Union can help. Combine your debt into one low-rate loan with a C-First Fixed Consolidation Loan as low as 8.4% APR. Applying is easy. Visit your local branch or apply online today. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Offer subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The BPX 9000 bale processor from Vermeer is simple, durable, and versatile. And in a winter with short feed supplies, it gives you an easy way to stretch your hay supply and better control how much hay you're feeding. The BPX 9000 blows away dust and mold, making the hay more palatable for your cattle. And the optional scale kit helps you to control feed intake in your herd. Process what you want, when you want, and stretch your hay supply further this year with the BPX 9000 bale processor from Vermeer, found at Bowser Equipment Incorporated in Albia. Call 641-932-7838 today.
Circle of Life Hospice is dedicated to meeting the physical, emotional, and spiritual needs of our patients and their families during the final and most difficult phase of life's journey. Our compassionate staff is able to promote quality of life and dignity for the patient while providing support for the family. We also offer the beautiful Legacy Lodge Hospice House to ensure all your needs are met. Circle of Life Hospice is proud to provide superior hospice service to 8 counties throughout southern Iowa. To find out more, call toll-free 877-574-3490.
Mark Felderman along with Jake Schroeder in Knoxville. Halftime of the district final between Centerville and Sheraton, and it's a really good game. Thanks, Scotty Fry back in Albia running the board. I want to thank my wife, Becky Felderman, for keeping the stats, and I want to thank Coach Scooey and the guys for keeping this game close here. This is the third game between these two teams, and Centerville has won the first two, and really, Jake kind of won it pretty handily. And so Sheraton playing really, really well, but there's kind of some surprises here, as at halftime our score is 26 for Centerville and Sheraton with 22. Among the big surprises is for Centerville, their two leading scorers, Logan Dabney and Michael Starkovich, have 2 points apiece. So the defense is really working out well there. Colton Gotterman also a really good score, 4 points. But Garrett Ferris and Peyton Bush, 9 points each.
They really two keys to our defense, Mark, in the second half here, in my opinion. And of course, this is easier said than done. But first of all, don't let your man beat you off the dribble, because the time they're getting easy buckets tonight is when we're letting them beat us off the dribble with that first step, and they're going by our guy, putting it up and in. Second, when Dabney gets the ball, they like to work it down to him kind of on that baseline, and then they run cutters through the lane. You cannot let your man beat you and cut through the lane. You have got to get ahead of him and deny him the basketball, or they're going to just run layups on you all night long. So those are really the two keys on defense. Offensively, you know, we're playing pretty well. To be honest with you, we missed a lot of easy shots
we
need
somebody
to make, and we also missed free throws. So
right.
We just got to hit the ones we should make.
We'd be way ahead.
Free throws, and yeah, we'll be in this ball game. And you know, we played Centerville tight the first few games. I mean, we've been within 4 or 5 points of them, and then we allow them to go on a run and break the game open that we can't recover from. So when we come out here to start this quarter, we cannot allow Centerville to go on one of their patented runs and put this game to where it's too tough for us to claw back. We've got to keep it right around 3 or 4 points going into the fourth quarter.
Good point. Willie Felderman is leading the scores for the Sheraton Chargers with 6 points. Also has 5 rebounds.
They really played great that half.
He did have a good, especially first quarter. Alex Wright has 5 points. He's got a 3-pointer and a two. Derek Wang, 4 points.
He's
got to get some more
he's
points.
He's the guy that needs to pick it up, Mark, especially from the outside. He's got to settle down and just have confidence in his shot and let it fly.
Wright Cunningham with 1 3-pointer. D.J. Hawkinson, averaging 15 points a game, had 22 in the last game, being held to 2 in the first half. So he's got to cut loose. And Carl Williams did a really nice job coming off the bench, very limited action, but came in and got a bucket right off the bat. And Carl doesn't get a lot of minutes, but when he's in there, he's money.
He's effective, yeah, definitely. He cleans up the garbage on the glass. Puts it up and in. Usually, he's good for a couple putbacks. So we're about a minute 45 away.
Have I got time for the story
from the second half? Yeah, go ahead and tell your story here.
I'm
to get it in
because there's not really a good time. But TJ's mom and dad are Todd works for Hy-Vee, and they were down in Scottsdale at a big meeting in Arizona. And they were not going to be able to get back. And the boss said, hey, go get your thing changed, get your tickets changed, and get out of here. So they went, and it was going to be $600 extra to come back early, and it wasn't guaranteed they were going to be able to get through. So they went back and said, and Randy Edeker, the CEO at Hy-Vee, heard that they weren't able to make connections, and so said to them, hey, tomorrow morning, this morning, the Hy-Vee jet will be waiting for you at Scottsdale Airport at 8:30 in the morning,
you be on it and you get up and see that basketball game. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, awfully nice to work for somebody that knows family comes first and wants to do everything they can to get you back home to see this game tonight. Hawkinson's are here in attendance. Tom's got the loudest whistle of anybody I know. I don't know if he does that. That's Sean. If you hear it on the radio, that's Sean. He's got a great whistle.
I've got a couple of shout-outs. Senator Davis listening in, Marshall Felderman listening in, and Russell. And Dwayne Johnson up in Des Moines is listening in, along with Susan Thompson, who's listening in Fenora, Iowa.
Well, we've got a lot of listeners tonight. People at Division II working tonight are all listening, too. And Austin Berlin, 2012 Sheridan graduate, a basketball player last year's team. He's texting me looking for updates, and I think you download the app as we speak. You get the KIIC app on your phone and listen to the games too live, so don't forget that. You can listen to Charger Basketball and KIIC anywhere. So here we go, second half starting. Sheridan with the basketball, inbounding it, and looking to get out on fire here to start the third quarter. Put some pressure on Centerville. Right with the basketball, looking for somebody, gets it back out to Cunningham. Really got to try to find the middle of this zone if you're Sheridan. Willie gets it back out to Lang. Lang pump fakes, now he gets a bounce pass over to Cunningham, tried to get in Hawkinson, now he gets kicked away back to Lang, he's going to put up a three, and it's good, jumbo! Derek Lang with a three-pointer, brings the Chargers within one, here we go the other way, starts with it, puts it up and in, and he's going to get fouled and have a chance for a three-point play. Sheridan got caught sleeping there after the three-pointer mark, I think they were all a little too excited to hit the basket, and that, as they're celebrating, Centerville just went on down the court and put up a bucket.
Willie Felderman got just completely run over on that one, but he was moving and
yeah.
he drew the foul. That's his second foul. And what I was saying is Sugovich shoots the free throw, makes the three-point play. What I was saying about Bryce Cunningham, Bryce Cunningham came right over, got right in Willie's face, and so he encouraged him, you know, slapped him on the butt and said, hey, you're okay now.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Yeah, good team chemistry this year. That's one great thing about the teams. They pick each other up to share them down four, 29-25. I said a second ago, Sheridan really, a few times tonight, got caught sleeping after possessions. They need to hustle back on defense if Centerville gets down the court faster than anyone we played this year. As they're working it around, Alex Wright nearly traveled. They put the driven foot down. If here's Hawkinson. He gets it, puts it over to Felderman. Baseline jumper, no good. We said rebound, 0-2. Ferris for Centerville.
Just missed that one.
Back to the lane we go. Nice bounce pass by Bush. Can't handle it by Dabney. And saved by Felderman to Lang. Good shot by Sheridan. Dabney wasn't quite ready for that bounce pass by Bush. And here we go the other way. Long cross court pass to Lang.
29-25, 4-point lead for Centerville with 6 minutes, 26 seconds play in the third quarter. Into Hawkinson. Sky Hubs, no good. Rebound. That's the start of it to Centerville. Here comes Centerville the other way. Bush with the ball. Driving in. Now over. Ferris. Shot. No good, but Dabney with the follow, and there his height went in. 6-0-7, 31-25. That's his fourth point in the game.
That's it in down six now, Mark. This is a key possession. Whenever you're down six, I feel like they have to keep it in that 4-6 range to have a shot going into the fourth quarter. As Lang takes another three, that's going to be way long. Rebound Ferris. There's nobody around to rebound for the Chargers in there. Nobody picks up Sarcevic on the way back. Luckily, the pass was behind him, and he didn't get the layup. Boy, he was wide open. Well, they set up. Centerville picks up their offense. A lot of red here in the crowd tonight, as both teams have red and white in their school colors. Centerville a little black trim also. Centerville taking their time on offense. Here's Ferris. He gets around right. Right's going to get a call for a hand check.
On the ground, though, before the shot.
Ferris going to be on the floor. Ferris, he's kind of sneaky quick, Mark. He doesn't look like a kid that's going to blow past you, but when he takes that first dribble, he's getting by Alex tonight, so Alex is going to have to get a quicker step to cut him off. And Sarcevic now drives into the lane. He tried to dump it off the Dabney, overlooked it, stolen by Cunningham. Cunningham needs to be pressing up the force here. He gets into the lane, pushes to Lang, and he dribbles it out of bounds.
You were saying about Ferris having deceptive speed. When I was playing high school basketball, they used to say that about me. I wasn't nearly as fast as I was.
Cunningham, like I said, he's got to be careful. He's trying to force a few passes tonight. Centerville does a real good job of clogging up the lane, and they have the basketball now. Bush, a bullet pass to Ferris, And he puts it up, and it looks like he lost the handle of it, and it actually slightly goes over the backboard. They're going to say it hit the frame of the basket up top of the Sheridan basketball. 5 minutes left. Sheridan down, 31-25. Coach Dooley calling out a set play here, and Sheridan needs a bucket. Just got to stop this momentum and punch center to the back here. Glenning, he's out top. What this zone does, that Centerville run has near steal by Centerville. Now it's recovered by Cunningham. Just gets set up a play. This Cunningham with a lazy pass, but Donnerman takes it off. Nice move by Donnerman. And Lang's going to get a foul call on Lang. Wanted to see what the whistle was.
Yep.
Looked like Derrick didn't really get him much there. Donnerman faked Cunningham out of the shoes, went in, and Lang's going to foul him. So two free throw attempts for Donnerman here. Donnerman is only a 64% shooter on the year from the line. He puts the first one up, and it's long.
Attaboy.
A lot of guys long on their free throws tonight, Mark, and I wish
before the game the line's too good.
Every time before the game, it's a real white background. The walls are painted white behind the basket, so if he gets the second one, puts it up, and it's good. But sometimes it's hard to get a good depth perception at the basket when it's completely white and clear behind that glass.
But that to our left, there's a wrestling mat behind it, and that kind of throws it, too. And we've got a timeout on the floor taken by the Sheridan Chargers. 4.5 minutes left to play in the third quarter. Our score is 32-25. It's the shortest timeout.
This 30-second timeout. We'll keep it here. Sheridan down 7. Right, looking to keep possession once again. They just got to find a way to put the ball in the bucket. Last time I said a second ago, I think I lost my train of thought after play there, but Centerville, what that press does is it really takes away, especially Derrick Lang, it takes away his driving ability. As they put two guys up on the basketball there, and they're almost double-teaming the guy that's up top every time. We've got to find a way to move the ball faster so we can get something down low going. Right now, it's just up for us to get a basket unless we start moving the ball faster.
7-point deficit for the Chargers to have the ball to inbound it off that timeout.
Cunningham gets the inbound and picks up a dribble for a second, gets over to Lang, now it's cross half court. Cunningham with the basketball again, like put two guys up on the guy at the ball. If you try to go in, both guys will come at you. Cunningham reverses it to Lang. Now Lang does get into Lane, I should say. Cunningham, gets it up and in. He put up a sweet up and under finger roll and it just went off the front of the rim. Thought it was going to go, and Centerville with the rebound going the other way. Sheridan's got to play lockdown defense here. Butch is going to get the basketball. He's going to be left open temporarily. The three-point thought about it, and then decide not to. Starcevich, he's going to fire a three, though, and it's good. Great shot by Starcevich, and that breaks Centerville open to a double-digit lead. That's a double-digit lead, and the momentum's going all Centerville's way right now.
Just what you warned against, Jake. Hawkinson puts it up, no good.
There's no rebounding around the basket right now after every shot for Sheridan. As Centerville goes back. Centerville, all the momentum right now. Sheridan's got to find a way to stop the bleeding. Centerville, Starcevich has been quiet so far tonight, Mark. He's got a beautiful looking three-point shot. He's at almost 40% for the year, and that one was money there. As his Craig gets a nice feed down low and misses it, puts it back up, misses it again. Mighty got fouled, no foul, and Sheridan left out and gets the rebound. So Craig misses the bucket he should have had. And now the Sheridan crowd gets up trying to encourage the guys as we need a bucket desperately here. 2:59 left, Sheridan down 10, 35-25 with the basketball. Lang with it. They're looking for Lang. He's got to knock something down, mix up an effort. They're keeping him out of the lane tonight with that zone. Cunningham over to right. Back to Cunningham.
2-3 zone by Sheridan.
Yeah. We decided, although I'm unsure what to do with it here. Lang, he gets it in the lane, and he puts it up and in. A lot of contact, no call. I'm sorry, not up and in, but this is it. And the Estrellas get the dish from Donnerman. And they're going to get a foul call. It looks like a lot of ball. I think it's going to be on Bryce Cunningham, but it was from behind.
Yeah, they're going to call it.
A lot of basketball was from behind. You're going to get that call a lot.
And the referee was on the front side. Could not see it from this angle. But you saw the block from behind, and you're going to get that foul a lot.
That's Derek Ferris took the line for two. He's a 72% shooter on the year. So he puts the first one in. Sheridan really struggling offensively with attack. Mark is we've only got 3 points.
One basket.
Yeah. Ferris with the second attempt here. Puts it up and it's good. The center of the 12-point lead. Ferris comes out. The number 35. don't have him on my roster, actually. He's trying to get prepared. So, number 35 on your roster there, buddy. Yeah, Jared Arvidsson. There's a turnover by Lang as he doesn't see the center of the defender behind him posted away. The chair is falling apart a little here. He needs to find it. Kusevich wide open for three. Good. Oh, man. The Steelers going to get a timeout here. As this play was simple, Mark. Just sit there and look at Kusevich. Nobody went out and guided him. And Kusevich says, okay, you want to leave me open. I'm just going to knock the three down and break this open to a 15-point game. So 40 to 55. Was a four-point game at halftime in just under 6 minutes, Mark. They, Centerville's gone on a, if I'm calculating this right in my head, 14-3 run in just under 6 minutes to start the quarter. Exactly.
And I think 14-0. Yeah, 14-0.
We've not scored the three at the beginning, but all the scores have
been and last 14 points have been
absolutely right. So 14-0 run, 14-3 overall in the quarter. We're being scared in. Like I said, I got to find a way to stop the bleeding here and try to get it at least under double digits for the third quarter. This is exactly what we warned against coming into the third quarter, Mark. We just needed to come out ready to play and not let them go on one of these runs they like to go on.
Well, and Dabney has put the lid on Lily. Now we have to be...
Sheridan with the basketball. Somebody needs to step up and hit a shot here. Lang with it over to Cunningham. He thought about three... Now he's going to get into the lane, trying to dish it back, and they got tipped away back to him, and he's going to get it up there.
Yeah.
A little bit of left there, but we'll take it, as he got it swept away, but ended up with it right into the basket for a layup.
That's only 5 points for Cunningham. Now holding the ball out top, and maybe looking for the last shot. Bush gets the ball over to Starkovich. Churchin in a man-to-man zone, a man-to-man defense with it. Gunnerman up top, back to Bush. Now Churchin dropped back into a 2-3 zone, it looks like. Cunningham, they're right up top. Lang, Hawkinson, and Felderman down low. Looking the ball in now. Here's Bush. Bush drops it off. Down low, no rebound, goes to... Goes to Hawkinson. Bring it down. Here comes Bryce Cunningham. Gets away with a travel. He dragged that foot back. Felderman with the ball. Now over to Wright. Wright way outside. Puts the ball on the floor. And now he's getting a little bit of trouble. Gets it out to Lang. Lang back to Wright. Now to Felderman. Felderman's going to drive. He's tripped. And he... There'll be a foul called.
I like what William's doing tonight against... last time, at least the chair, I didn't see them when they played at Centerville, but... He's a little hesitant to take it at Dabney,
right.
What he's doing tonight.
He's going right after.
He's going around Dabney, too, because Dabney is not fleet of foot enough to, Willie's quicker than him, so I like the fact he's going around him.
42 seconds left. 13-point lead for Centerville, and Dabney and Starkovich come out of the game.
Jeremy, they get it into Hawkinson on the inbound. He gets hammered. No call. Wow. So Hawkinson gets it back up after it, and he gets it back out to Lang. 35 seconds left. Sharing with the ball. Boy, a lot of contact on low night. PJ's not getting any calls.
Not getting any calls.
Yeah, Alex Wright over to Lang now. And Lang is doing it right as the T-ball in the game now for Centerville just came on it. Oh, Lang nearly stole it back. And it's going to go out of bounds off of Lang. Yeah, Lang got a little lazy to pass it in. See T-ball flying in there. And boy, we just see this other four possessions without shot attempts right now, Mark. Down 13. 16 seconds left. Bush with the basketball for Centerville. Gets it over to Seabolt. Seabolt's trying to get around right. Can't do. Back to Ferris. 6 seconds left. Bush over to Ferris. Ferris goes to the low. Wow. And they're going to get Hawkinson for a strip.
Yeah, he was shooting.
Yeah, that's not a good
shot. Of all of the ones, I mean, these guys have done a very consistent job. And that was bad call. But that's really the first one.
So Stewie definitely doesn't agree with that call, and I can tell you, he's going to say he can't bite his lip right now. Hawkinson, there's a little out of control, and Hawkinson's gripped it clean, and they called it.
And they called it on the shot.
Yeah.
And he had the ball on the ground.
This is the first free throw attempt. Puts up the second one. It's good. 2.2 seconds left. Jeremy needs a quick shot. Lane gets it inbound. Gets it half court. Heaves it up. No good. The bad third quarter for the Chargers. They go, yeah, they go that way. They're down to halftime, down only four. Now they find themselves down 14, only get 5 points in the quarter. So let's take a break here, see if we can rebound the fourth quarter. You're listening to Charger Basketball on KIIC Thunder Country.
For affordable tree trimming service, contact your local expert, Tom Birchmeyer, with Affordable Tree Service. Call Tom for free estimates at 641-856-7140. Tom has all the necessary equipment to do the job right, and no job is too big or too small. Call Affordable Tree Service, your local expert, at 641-856-7140. Hey, with a name like Birchmeyer, he's got to be good. Affordable Tree Service, 641-856-7140.
Right at the end of the fourth quarter, Sheraton trails this game 41-27. I'm Mark Felderman along with Jake Schroeder. Becky Felderman is keeping a stats for us, and she didn't have much to write down on Sheraton there in the third quarter. 5 points. And one of the problems, one of the things is that in the first quarter he came out, Willie Felderman attacked the basket. Whether even on the ones he didn't make, he was forcing Centerville to do something. They've come out, they put Daphne on him most of the time now, and he is not getting any looks at all. And so he's become a no. And now there's a foul reaching on Bryce Cunningham. And it'll be Centerville's ball now.
Yeah, we've got Sheridan with 16 fouls. Centerville's only one. Definitely not going to harp out the officiating. It's been pretty good for the most part, Mark, but a lot of contact. We're talking about
down below.
Yeah, a lot of contact. Every time Hawkinson gets the ball tonight, nothing being called, and then we're getting ticky-tack fouls away from the basket being called on the Chargers this half. So just like to see them call the contact both ways.
Here's, oh, yes, yes!
That's really Felton and ties up Donnerman on the drive. And that time, good call by the referee. That was all ball by Willie. Reached in with both hands and just literally grabbed it away from Donnerman, and they got a jump ball call. So good and big possession here. Got to find a way to get a hoop. Would like to see him get maybe Alex Wright set up for a three-point attempt here. As Lang's out of the game, but banks it in right now. Sheridan's got to move the basketball fast here. They wait for Centerville to come trap them every time here, Mark. They got to start moving the basketball if they want to score against the zone.
Look at that
right now. Does get it. He hoists up a three, and it's going to be short. Rebound fair. It's about to follow the shot. They probably have the rebound. Back the other way to go to Centerville. 7 minutes left.
They're looking to work it inside, but they just can't get it done. When they get in, they collapse so well. Good job by Centerville.
Centerville playing good defense, and Sheridan, without Sheridan moving the basketball, we're not making Centerville have to work in very hard on defense. So Centerville with the basketball right now. Ferris on the right wing tries to get Gonerman. Now he does.
Oh, good defense.
Great pass, right?
Good job, Alex.
But there's Derek Lang. He comes in the game for Alex, right? They're getting Alex just a real quick break, probably, and he'll be back in, I imagine, in a few minutes. A few seconds, more like it. Centerville inbound the basketball now. Bush looking down low. Now he gets it up top to Gonerman.
He goes to
Lane. They tend to carry a little bit, in my opinion, but good players will get away with that. He's been pretty quiet tonight for the most part. And Centerville taking their time on offense now. Ferris gets it. He gets it knocked away by Lane, but then gets it back. Yeah. Ferris now dumps it down to Dabney. He's still got it out of right to Christian Mason. So Christian Mason steals it for the Chargers. Back to the way we go. Cunningham looking to push it. This is it down to Lang. He tries to shoot over Dabney. He does. Derek Lang puts it in. We need to get Derek on here if we have any chance of coming back. We're down 41-29 with 6:09 left. Sheridan's got to set up the defensive pressure here.
Let's start with it.
And in a few seconds, possibly have been looking to doing some traffic stops. Oh, and here's an elbow by Bush right to the face. An elbow right to the face of Cunningham. Look at the referee saw here. They're going to
discuss it over because
that's got to be some kind of technical or flagrant foul. Bush just literally gave Cunningham an elbow right to the face with the basketball. And it wasn't an accidental. It was, I'm going to swing my elbow and put it right in his face, and he crossed Bryce real good. Let's see if see what the referee saw here. All three are huddling, and of course, high school basketball, they want the benefit of replay.
Not since they wouldn't let me stream it.
Yeah. But referees are discussing this. It was pretty blatant that he popped him with an elbow. And Cunningham still smarting out there. He took one right in the chop.
Who had the ball?
Bush for Centerville had the basketball. And Cunningham was just playing good side defense. And Bush took a swing and popped him right in the chop. And we're going to get, oh, my God, a double foul call.
I have to take my headphones off.
That, yeah, that is horrible foul.
That is not a good call, and that should not be allowed in high school basketball. They just fire a guy with your elbow.
I'm sorry, Mark.
Yeah,
that was
going to be a homer, but
that was
all off.
Yes. That was beyond awful. And
okay, I mean, it could have been a double foul, but it should have been an intentional flagrant foul on Centerville.
The Centerville retains possession of the basketball after they call a double foul. Now double foul for Centerville in the bonus also. Centerville with it here.
So that was I got to cool my partner out here, but that was not a good call. It's just Centerville gets it in the lane. Ferris puts it up in there. And what could have been possibly two free throws in the possession for the Chargers after the volley, in my opinion, should have been 10 throws up to 2 points for Centerville on a 14-point lead. But here's Hawkinson gets contact by Ferris. Finally, he gets the contact when Hawk gets the ball. Only the 13th foul against Centerville. 17 fouls for the Chargers. 5:31 left, Sheridan down 43.9. Cunningham inbounding it under his own basket. Gets the basketball, looking for someone now. Sheridan runs the play. Gets it to Lang in the corner. Lang looking to do some. Gets it back to Cunningham. He's going to put up a three. It gets partially blocked, I thought, but actually hits the rim. Hawkinson fights for it. Gets the ball, puts it out. In. Good hustle by TJ Hawkinson. Looking hard down low. Sheridan goes back to within 12. I need to stop here.
I've got Hawkinson for eight rebounds now.
Yeah, Hawkinson's had to work for everything tonight, Mark, because Dabney just has a nice advantage on him and 3 years of experience. And here's Dabney with it. Back up to Counterman. Centerville being real patient with the basketball, and with 4:57 left, the Chargers are going to have to think about being real aggressive. But Counterman gets into the lane, and he puts up a running floater up and in. And now the other way we go. Christian Johnson. Christian Mason. Yeah, he puts it off the glass from Dabney. About 6'8 of it goes up and hits it off the glass, and it's a goaltend. The Bankston went up and under the basket for the rain layup.
Gets the basket.
And you don't see a goaltending too often in high school basketball, but when Dabney's out there, there's a chance for it. 45-33. Centerville in the lead with the basketball. Cunningham guarding Bush. See if Bush like to see Cunningham kind of get back up in his face with the basketball. It extended the fluster a little bit. Oh, Donovan, he gets blocked by the Chargers. Bankston gets trapped in the corner, and he's going to get called a good timeout here. Good job by Christian getting that timeout as he can't afford to throw it away. Oh, it's a foul. Oh, wow, okay. Well, let's see here. Yeah, they're going to get a foul. Wow, I thought they called a timeout.
I did too.
And we'll take it. We'll take the foul and not waste the time out there. So big possession here. A big possession here for the Chargers. Can get it down to a 10 with a 2. Break it down to 9 with a 3. Lang with it now. We got to move the basketball and think about getting some quick shots here. We do not have time to run a lot of clock. As Wright gets it, passes up a 3-point attempt. Over to Lang, left side. Back to Wright. Yeah, Wright cross-courts to Cunningham. He dribbles in, puts up a runner. No good. Nice rebound by Bankston. Out to Cunningham now. Cunningham down to Hawkinson against Dabney. He pump fake, puts it up. Yes. Great job by TJ Hawkinson going against the big man, and we got a 10-point ball game now. Sheridan's got to get up in Centerville's face and really push for the basketball. 3:45 left.
Christian Bankston really doing a nice job of making that happen.
There's a steal by Cunningham, but Dabney throws it away. Cunningham runs it the other way. And I cannot see until the crowd sits down. There we go. Bryce Cunningham with it over the wing. Right. Cunningham drives baseline. Oh, yeah. Puts it up there. 8-point game. Tries this crowd back in it. Well, we've got a ball game, and that's a timeout by Centerville. 3:19 left. A full timeout. Let's take a break here. We'll go back to the studio for a quick timeout. You're listening to Chargers Basketball on KIIT Thunder Country.
Hey, this is Steve Bunch, General Manager of Motor Inn Auto Group of Knoxville, and we've just taken in a couple more new trades. Here's a 2006 Chevrolet Trailblazer 4-wheel drive and a 2008 Nissan Frontier extended cab 4-wheel drive. As always, we have financing available. Stop on out to Motor Inn Auto Group of Knoxville. Check us out today.
If you'd like to see their full line of vehicles, go to motorinnknoxville.com, your sales, service, and body shop experts.
I'm Jim Vanderbeek of the Proline Building Company. Proline's high standards for quality, honesty, and customer satisfaction keep us busy. We work hard to get the job done right and on time. If you're hoping to build that agricultural, commercial, equine, residential, or storage building yet this year, don't wait. Our calendar is filling up. Visit our website today.
We're helping build your dreams at the Proline Building Company.
Visit iowadreambuilder.com.
I had a good lead in, too.
Yeah, you did. The 316 left, 8-point in the 8th center, but with the basketball. Shannon's got to play good tight defense here and be aggressive. Dabney with it over to Ferris. You got to imagine Sabre's going to try to run a lot of clock here. Over to Starcevic. Started by Bankston. Bankston and Cunningham. Julie is gone with just a little smaller lineup. Yeah, Mark. Hawkinson right and Langan. Tried to neutralize some of that speed, I think, from Centerville is what he's looking to do. It's just Bankston. Tried to Sajcevic. Sajcevic. Looks like he threw it away. Now he does. Just gets forward. Not scared him.
Hey, what happened?
They don't lose.
You don't win.
And they find Hawkinson wide open underneath. It's good. Hawkinson. A great mid-court. Almost a 6-point pass by Cunningham to Hawkinson. 6-point game. Sheridan with the momentum. 45-39. Cunningham picks up clutch. Good job cutting him off. Donovan with it now. He tries to drive lane back out to Sajcevic. Centerville looking to slightly rattle here. They got a lot of experience on the floor right now. Here's a jump ball by Cunningham. Gets it from Brush. And it's going to be Centerville ball. Probably still. It almost did look like a jump ball, really, because it looked like a pretty clean pick by Cunningham.
Cunningham, nice job out there.
Yeah, Centerville gets the basketball in, almost thrown again by Cunningham. He's all over the place. And Bush just wanted to give him an elbow again. And Bush, I tell you what, Mark, he's trying to throw elbows again when Cunningham gets in his face, and I don't know how the referees are allowing that to go. I'm sorry, but that is not high school basketball. And yeah, Coach Gooley is talking to the referee right now. Coach Gooley, he's got to be here because, I mean, that's late. He's not just turning around and accidentally running into with the cover. He's throwing it right at him.
He's throwing out the jaw.
And he gets looked at the one-and-one attempt here, and he puts the first one up and in. But, and that's the kind of stuff, if you let it go too long, Mark, you're asking for something to, you know, escalate on the court further and guys to get into it. So 2 minutes left, second one, I was up, and it's good. Two big free throws by Bush to stop the momentum by the Chargers. 37-39, 157 left here. Sheridan needs a quick, quick score if they're going to pull back into this. Lane gets it. He's going to go all the way to the lane, and it's up to good. Sheridan gets the timeout before the ball's inbound. Gets that out by Coach Gooley. It's a full timeout. We'll take a timeout. You want to keep it here.
Ulrich Ford in Lincoln Impella has grown to its largest staff ever. Sales manager Steve Akers says that will allow them to do an even better job taking care of you.
There are a couple of nights a week that we're open later into the evening, and as our sales grow and our inventory grows, we've tried to accommodate being able to do more business during the times that customers are most available so that we can make it convenient and get them in and out and, you know, back to their normal schedules.
For your next vehicle purchase, choose Ulrich Ford in Lincoln Impella, where they're growing to continue taking care of you.
Jake Schroeder and Mark Sullivan back in Knoxville. Just about ready to break from the timeout. You got to imagine Mark and Sheridan's got to go with a full court press here and try to look to steal the basketball. We'll fall right away. Yeah. 147 left. It's still time. Centerville's up six still. So you got to hope Centerville misses a few free throws. You don't want to foul Bush or Ferris. Dabney's like to get free from Peter Gonerman and Starcevic are the two guys you want to look at when it comes to fouling. But Ferris inbounds it. Sheridan with the full court press. Good defense and get into Starcevic. Started by Bankston. Okay, Sheridan backs off now. They need to keep the pressure up on the ball handlers as Starcevic gets it into Dabney. Nearly loses it back out to Bush. I'd like to see Bryce get back up in Bush's face again and see if he'll try to throw elbow if we can get a call. Back up to Starcevic. Picks up a Bankston. Sheridan's got to go after the basketball here because Centerville is going to run out the clock if Donnerman gets it over to Dabney. Back to Bush. Guarded by Cunningham. Picks him up.
backup starts at 1:15 now. They've ran 35 seconds off the clock. They clearly need to do something here. And they're going to get a foul on Christian Bankston. Yeah, Bankston fouls Dabney. And like I said a second ago with Dabney for a 6A guy, he's a 79% free throw shooter on the year. Now he gets possession there by the Chargers, Mark. So about almost 50 seconds run off the clock without doing anything. You got to make up your mind sooner and do something. As this is the last one-and-one attempt for Centerville. The next one will be a double bonus. Sheridan's got a rebound this and grab the misses. But the first one is off, and it's good. Real soft touch by the big man there. A lot of nice backspin on the ball. And that is a two big free throw. That could ice it for Centerville. Big up that Andy Kick. The second one's long. It's on Washington. They got to go here. Cunningham with the basketball. Can't slow it down. Yeah, they got to go. Can't stagger right through this trap here. It's outside. He's going to get fouled from behind by Bush. Centerville can be a little aggressive right now because that's only their 15th foul. They still have one to give. As the fouls haven't been real balanced this half. Lane gets off the inbounds up fast, and he's going to get caught. Oh, shoot. He gets called for the travel. Yeah, gets the travel call. This is that time for turnover there, and now we're going to pick him up full court again. 1 minute left in the game, shooting down 7, and it's desperation time here. So Ferris with it. In the Gonerman. Gonerman, he's going to get it to go away by Lane. Right with it now. Gets it to Bankston. Down to Hawkinson. Hawkinson out to Cunningham. And he's going to travel with it. How about a foul? He calls him for a double dribble, and he got hammered. Both arms went right across his arms. That was awful. This is up. This guy has stuck it up here in the second half. Going by Bankston, and he's going to get fouled by Sarcevic. So, anyway, well, end of the game here. It's 45 seconds left. Sheridan's still down 7, and
I've been saying to you a lot there. I thought these guys have done a really good job. But this guy down here in the second half has been awful.
As you can tell, my partner is awfully invested here. They're trying to throw it right through the center of the player.
Yeah.
Not sure where he was thrown there. Not much to get fouled. That's probably going to do it for the Chargers. The last three possessions or so for the Chargers here, just not get possessions. They just have thrown it away, got terrible at the basketball. Possession before that really had a couple chances to get shots off, but they didn't get them off. So just a tough last three possessions for the Chargers in desperation time. As Bush puts up the first shot of his double bonus, and it's in and out.
This is going to be the 20th victory for Centerville, and they have had an awesome season.
Yeah, solid team. All the fans from the ground Centerville tonight, definitely. Bush hits the second one. And Bush gives a little, flashy McCrow to the goal, which is 10-5-4-2. And now Centerville steals and puts it up and in. So Centerville breaks it back open a 10-point game here. Maybe getting a little cocky. As I said, Bush does a little flash of the throat. Signal, which is totally uncalled for in high school basketball. I apologize to everybody out there for a strong opinion, but that's
no, it is.
Uncalled for at any level, really. You hate to see that college basketball or high school basketball, especially in a good hardcore game like this. I think you need to show a little more respect to your opponent, but that's just, I guess, what they do. So, Cunningham, he got fouled on the inbound. He could have been running on here. This is the first one. Cunningham missing the first shot, puts the second one up, and it's good. And it's that one. And actually, they're going to call it a three-point attempt on the shot, but he gets three attempts. Alex Price going to come out of the game. A nice gesture by Coach Cooley here, trying to get Alex a little recognition from the crowd, as Alex has had a great season.
T.J.
Hawkinson coming out, too, and he looks at Coach, kind of like, well, I'm coming out of Coach, and Coach is calling off the dogs here, brings in Carl Williams. Cunningham misses the second free throw. The Starcevic can get fouled by Cunningham. So the other way we're going to walk here. This game has definitely been interesting, Mark. Good first half. Great first half of basketball. Very clean half. Both teams played good basketball. This is a great game. Second half, Centerville busted out. Really the difference with the game is that first, that third quarter run that they went on. It's the difference in the game right now. And then got a little physical in this half, too. Referees let some things slide. Senegal was a beneficiary, and they took advantage of it. So Sheridan brings in Ben Red here, a senior. Bryce Cunningham comes out to have an emotional moment for Bryce. The coach, Julie, was clapping for him as he recognizes the hard work his seniors have put in this year. And Bryce gets picked up by his teammates on the bench. Emotional moment for Bryce is rebound off the missed free throw here for the Chargers. Lang with it. Gets it down to Bankston. He's going to go up and he's going to put it in for the Chargers. Has 9 seconds left here and the clock's going to run out for the Chargers. The run out on the season, it looks like. Centerville's going to ice this one, put it away. And congratulations to Centerville Reds as they are the district champion. And they get to move on and take on either Grinnell or Pella. I believe Monday night will be that game. So, good high-fly game tonight. A lot of action back and forth. Sheridan just didn't quite have enough of the paint, which has been kind of the case the other two times we played Centerville this year, Mark. And can't say enough about the effort the Chargers have given this year. It's disappointing to end this play. Of course, the 16-7 is going to be their final record. 16 wins is the most wins the program has had in quite some time, I believe. I would guess 10-plus years, even. So Coach Dooley got this going in the right direction. Great season of basketball. The crowd support is phenomenal. Great chemistry. I really like the character our guys showed, you know, especially not doing some of the antics at the end of this game like we see from the other side. And just a great season of basketball for the Sharks.
It was a great season for Centerville as well. Gary Lang ended up leading the Sheridan team with 11 points. C.J. Hobson added in 8. Bryce Cunningham, 7. Willie Feldman, 6. Allie Wright, 5. Paul Williams, 2. Christian Bankston, 4. And so that's the scoring summary for the Sheridan Chargers. Michael Stark and Sedovich really opened it up there in the second half. He had, there's 8. There's 6, rather. 12, 14 points. And Ferris really did a nice job, too. Garrett Ferris, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14 points as well for Ferris. So it was a good game for both teams and an exciting season.
Yeah, a little bittersweet. You know, you knew coming into this game that we were definitely the underdogs. We're going to have to play our best basketball. If you pull out a win tonight against the number 5 team in the state, Centerville's got all the pieces, Mark.
They have all the pieces this year.
Got all the pieces this year. They got 2 seniors, 2 juniors in the starting lineup. They got height. They got outside shooting. They got experience. They got a solid point guard. They got all the pieces. And they put it away in the third quarter to start. They went on that 14-0 run in the third quarter, and like I said, that's the difference in the ball game. The Sheridan ends up losing 52-44 by 8. You take away that 14-point run in the ball game, we hit some free throws in the first half, and you know, we might have a 1 or 2-point game in playing for the last shot. But that's basketball. Yeah. They got to make the plays when they're there.
And I want to congratulate the seniors playing in their last game, Carl Williams, Alex Wright, and Bryce Cunningham.
Yeah, great job by the seniors this year, and I think hopefully they taught the young guys some things. And again, just can't say enough. The thing I'm most proud about this team is they showed great character all year. You didn't see them doing any disrespectful things to the opponents or the referees, the
right.
Fans. They always picked each other up. If somebody made a bad play,
broadcasters got a little.
Yeah, you have an invested.
Yes.
It's hard for you to be a dad and a broadcast, but I understand, buddy. But I'm just proud of the guys the way they picked each other up when a teammate would make a mistake. They would pick him up, pat him on the back to get him next time. That's what you need to have a good team. That's what makes it fun for everybody on the team to play. So with that,
well, it's time for some tennis, some baseball,
yeah,
some track.
We got the spring sports going in no time here, and great basketball season, though.
Yeah,
so.
Fantastic.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate
Jay.
It this year. Good job.
Good job.
And thank you for Scott Fry back at the studio running the board for us. And
thanks, Becky, for keeping
the staff tonight. And all the KISC listeners for tuning in this year. Great season. The basketball will be back next year, hopefully. And hopefully Joe will have some baseball games on this spring and summer, too. So for Mark Spellerman, this is Jake Schroeder, and good night from Knoxville. Thanks for listening, everyone. Listen in and have listened to Chargers Basketball on KIIT Center Country.